right, not only am I the world's greatest roommate, I'm also the world's greatest travel agent. Our spring break problems are over.
Sabrina, I know how badly you want to go to Florida, but I am not sleeping in somebody's car.
You don't have to. We're staying at the Surfside Motel in Pelican Cove, Florida. It's the hottest place for spring break this year, a 24-hour party.
Spellman, how did you pull this off?
Oh, well, you were all whining about not having plans. I was surfing the net for a place to surf. I also got some Jeb Bush flippers on eBay.
I take back what I said about you this morning. You rock.
Girls, man your bikinis, because we are heading south for spring break.
I'm guessing you're not jumping around because of the new hand dryer in the restroom.
No. If we finish our midterms by next week, we will be in Pelican Cove, Florida. That is, if you give me the week off.
Of course I will. With all the studying you've been doing, you deserve a fun spring break. Cruising the strip, tanning on the beach, ogling the lifeguards. Hey, can I go?
Hey, Josh, guess where you'll be kissing me next week?
On your neck?
Yes, but you'll be doing it in Pelican Cove.
We're all going to Florida!
All right, yes. Hey, I've been wanting to do some scuba diving. Now we could do it together.
Oh, that would be fun. As long as we don't have to go in the water. Salt's murder on my hair. Although, I do look fabulous in neoprene.
Me too.
What about Kevin? Are you going to invite him?
I don't know. I mean, Kevin and I haven't been dating that long. I want him to go, but I don't want to put him on the spot.
Oh, come on. I put guys on the spot all the time. It's fun to watch the blood rush to their faces.
Asking Kevin to go on our first trip together is a big deal. I need to think about it.
Hey, what's going on?
We got new hand dryers in the bathroom.
You want to come to Florida with us for spring break?
Yeah, I'm there.
Morgan, you don't have to thank me now, but FYI, I'm a size 4.
Thank goodness, Sabrina's gonna be spending spring break working in the coffee shop.
Unless someone accidentally gave her the week off to go to Florida.
Well, Sabrina has been working so hard, I thought she deserved a week of R&R with her roommates and Kevin.
Kevin's going too?
Let the debauchery begin.
What? Let's not panic. This is Sabrina we're talking about. A mature, responsible college student.
Well, I suppose you're right. I mean, after all, we took many a spring break sojourn ourselves.
Oh, remember that fabulous trip we took to the Acropolis with those adorable fraternity brothers? Mm. Uh-oh.
Just think, Florida. There'll be guys from all over the eastern seaboard.
Remember, we said no talk of spring break until after we're done studying for our last exam.
Sorry.
Oh, I got the cutest little pink bikini today. This trip is gonna be so great. Even the drive down will be fun.
Yeah, you and Kevin, Josh and Morgan, and me and Alroy Jetson.
Wow, no one's called me that since second grade.
I just wish I knew if Kevin was going because he wants to have fun in Florida or because he thinks of me as his girlfriend.
The guy's been dating you for 6 weeks. You're his girlfriend. He wrote a song about you.
He also wrote a song about Janet Reno.
Look, you'll have a whole week together. That should be plenty of time to find out how he feels about you.
You're right. I just have to talk to him, ask him where he stands.
And find out if he has a brother.
What are you guys doing here?
We were just in the neighborhood.
For no special reason. It's not like we want to talk about Florida.
You do know that they get hurricanes there this time of year.
And mosquitoes as big as my cousin Estelle.
Okay, you didn't come here to talk to me about the weather and blood-sucking relatives.
You're right. Sabrina, it's just that we're concerned about you going away on spring break, unchaperoned.
I started thinking about the college vacations I took. Like that night in Naples when I wound up in a fountain with two massive gladiators. I think I made my point.
Well, there's nothing to worry about. I'm going with all my good friends and a guy I just happen to be dating.
It's that last part that we're worried about.
So what you're saying is you don't trust me.
No, we're not saying that. It's just that sometimes young people can get caught up in the passion of the moment and do things they might later regret.
Like floating down a canal in Venice, wearing nothing but a fig leaf and two single-serving pizzas.
Look, just because you made mistakes when you were young doesn't mean that I'm going to. I'm a responsible adult, and I think I've proven that time and time again. I need you to trust me. Can you do that?
Of course we can. We could just not give her the money to go.
That would work if someone hadn't accidentally given her an advance on her paycheck. What do you want from me? I'm accident prone.
Here's my idea. We check into a really posh hotel near Sabrina. You two keep an eye on her while I enjoy a vigorous massage with hot mint oil.
Sabrina is leaving tomorrow. We've got to do something quick.
Let's see what the magic book has under good, clean fun.
I've never used that chapter.
Here we go. A good, clean fun consultant.
Hey, kids, what's shaking?
Oh, my gosh, Ray Diavolon! I loved you in all those beach movies.
Oh, I cried when you and Annette broke up in Beach Blanket Bingo.
And the way you shook your hips in How to Stuff a Wild Bikini made no impression on me whatsoever.
Frankie, I've always wanted to tell you something. You're swell. Super swell.
Well, listen, girls, I appreciate all your fawning, but why exactly am I here?
Our niece Sabrina is going to Pelican Cove for spring break.
Pelican Cove? Cowabunga! That place is the swinginest. Is she bringing her board?
No, but she is bringing her boyfriend, Kevin.
Oh, I get the picture. I got the perfect thing. Sabrina and Kevin on the beach, in the sun. All they'll have is some good, clean fun.
Oh, thank you for infusing our lives with wholesomeness. Say, by the way, what are you and your swinging hips doing later?
Hey! I saw them first.
Oh, back off. I saw him first. I was the first one to see him. Very first.
Crazy chicks.
Every time.
What about the Gary Cosby party?
Oh, right. We made it to Pelican Cove.
Let the parties begin.
Woohoo! Is it possible to get sunstroke through tinted glass?
Spellman, it's amazing you pulled this off.
Yeah, you're awesome.
As in awesome, like travel agent awesome, or like long-term relationship awesome?
Well, let's put it this way. I'd book all my vacations with you.
What's that supposed to mean? Josh, take my picture.
Well, hey, why don't I take it of everyone? Come on, get in before we mutate into crazed party animals. Ready? All right.
Wow, check out this retro furniture.
Yeah, it's so Donna Reed meets Don Ho.
I'll get us checked in. Harvey?
Sabrina.
What are you doing here?
Checking out. What are you doing here?
Checking in. Wow, so you look good.
Well, you haven't seen my sunburn. It's about the same color as your hair, which I like.
Thanks.
Hey, Kinko, in the car. We gotta hit the road.
I'm sorry, but I really have to go. It's great seeing you.
Oh. What's the matter? We can still hug, can't we?
Of course. As soon as I grow a new layer of skin on my back. See ya.
See ya.
Hey, Red, you're up.
Sorry.
Welcome to the Surfside Motel, the number one home of bodacious beach bunnies and all their honeys.
Oh, well, we're the Spellman Bunny and Honey Party.
You came to the right place. You kids are in for one neato week.
Neato? Wait a minute. Looks like there's some kind of Gidget convention going on here. Either that or everything in my suitcase is suddenly out of style.
Hey, you guys, where's the party?
Where else, man? The beach!
Follow us. We're gonna have a swinging time. Well, you know, sometimes a few people at conventions get carried away. All right, sometimes hundreds of people get carried away.
This is scary.
Yeah, it's like we're in the Twilight Zone.
Hey, you rockin' chicks and cats! Welcome to the Cove! I'm Beach Doggy, Mrs. Birdbrain.
Yeah, and I'm Birdbrain!
That guy's a buffoon.
When he's that buff, you can put up with a lot of oon.
Shh, can't hear the dialogue. We might miss a key story point.
Hey, beach bums, surf's up. Last one in's a rotten egg.
That's Tad. Isn't he dreamy?
Gosh, is he dreamy.
Did I just say dreamy? Did I just say gosh?
Yeah, I thought that we were supposed to be at the wildest beach in Florida. Instead, we're hanging out with cats and chicks in Super Neato City.
I've got it. They're all pod people.
Sabrina, didn't you look at any pictures of this place before you made the reservation?
I swear, when I booked the motel, it didn't look anything like this.
Oh, yeah, right. All of a sudden, it just changed magically.
My aunts are so dead.
It's for you.
Hello?
Aunt Zelda?
You're busted. Sabrina, what are you talking about?
don't play innocent with me. I know you put a spell in this place because you don't want me to have any fun.
Oh, that is not true. We do want you to have fun. Just good, clean fun.
That is so sick. Well, you know, spell or no spell, I'm gonna have a spring break so hot it'll melt the plastic sofa in the motel lobby.
You don't think she'll do anything rash, do you?
She's gonna make our trip to the Acropolis look like a quilting bee.
Hey, Josh, great news. Our nightmare is over. I just booked us 2 rooms at a major party hotel in Fort Lauderdale. Okay, well, it's not actually in Fort Lauderdale, but it's Everglades adjacent.
Did you hear that? They're going to a major party hotel.
Finally, this snoozer's coming alive.
So come on, guys, get your stuff. Let's get out of here.
Well, I don't know, Sabrina. This place is kind of fun. I'd just as soon stay here.
You can't be serious. Why?
Because this retro thing is neato.
No, it's not. It's like a horrible, evil kind of neato. I know Roxy's not going to go for this.
She's not only going, she's gone.
No, this movie stinks. I'm calling my cable operator.
Sorry, sweet corn. I guess the fellas and I got a little too rambunctious.
Let me guess. You want to stay here, too?
Heck yeah! This place is the most! I just learned how to watusi. What?
This isn't happening. We could be on a beach in Fort Lauderdale right now partying like rock stars.
Fort Lauderdale, Pelican Cove, what's the difference? I'm with my best girl. I'd party with you anywhere.
Oh, I'm glad you feel that way, Kevin. You know, I've been wanting to talk to you.
Swell. Talk away.
I know we've been dating over a month, but I just want to know how you feel about...
Hey! Anybody know how to play the guitar?
Yeah, I do.
Swingin'.
Gosh, you look like Ricky Nelson.
And you look like Dennis the Menace.
But I sing like Baby.
Cool.
2, 3, 4.
Better. But I like Kenny when it's wrapped in a sweater. Well, like they say, if all else fails, he's a monkey. Crazy.
Who needs high heels when you can have high hair?
I guess we know who's responsible for depleting the ozone layer. Yeah, you know, I have to admit, this 60s thing is kind of keen. So how about you and Tad?
I know. Not only am I dating a surfer, but when he says golly, I don't want to hurl.
Yeah, what is it about this place? I was all set for some out-of-control partying, but for some reason, all I want to do is have
good, clean fun.
Exactly.
So, you had a chance to talk to Kevin yet?
No. Every time I bring up the subject, he decides to either give a concert or learn a new dance.
Yeah, his pelican stomp is the wiggiest.
Well, tonight at the clam bake, I'm gonna take him on a romantic moonlit walk and figure out exactly where we are in this relationship. That is, if I can get my hair through the door.
Hey, Morgan, you wanna go hike up to the cliff, watch the waves break?
Oh, I can't leave now. I'm tied for first place in the limbo contest.
Golly, you sure are cute. Why don't you slip into something more comfortable? Like my arms.
And still, I'm not gagging.
Now think hard. Do any of you remember climbing out of a pod?
Well, we finally got a chance to be alone. Kevin, can I ask you something?
Sure. But I want to ask you something, too.
You go first.
How do you sleep with that hairdo?
Kevin, we need to talk about our relationship. I'm not sure how you feel about us.
Well, I'll tell you exactly how I feel.
I like to think about you. You like to think about me. We're just like birds of a feather. 'Cause we're having so much fun together.
I'm gonna kill my aunts for this.
We have fun, it's true. In everything we say and do. But a girl really needs to know if a guy's just a friend or if he's her boy.
to think about you. And you like to think about me. Rain or shine, in any kind of weather, you and I are having fun together.
Kevin, that was a blast, but not particularly informative.
Hey, look! Some crazy kids are starting a hula hoop contest. Let's get lost!
Well, we may not be defining our relationship, but at least I know what hang ten means now.
Isn't surfing nifty?
The niftiest.
Hey, John!
Wow, that was the living end. I think I'm ready to surf solo now.
Roxy, chicks don't surf.
Why not?
They're just supposed to sit on their guys bored and look good.
Oh, really? Well, for your information, this chick's not a hood ornament.
That's one kooky gal.
Hey, nice parapets.
Thanks. I work out.
So where's the queen of your castle?
I don't know. Morgan was supposed to meet me here a half hour ago, but I guess she got tied up or lost track of time.
It's a toss-up.
Oh, my gosh! Take that crazy chick on the surfboard!
Everybody's gone surfing, surfing USA.
I never knew chicks could surf.
We're kooky that way. Maybe you can sit on my board sometime.
Groovy.
Can't believe we're going home tomorrow.
Me either. I hate the idea of going to physics class Monday morning, you know, unless I can wear clam diggers.
Yeah, it's been a pretty crazy trip. I mean, I had fun, but it wasn't exactly how I imagined spring break would be.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You know what I wish?
Oh, no, you're not going to start singing, are you?
Why would I sing?
No reason. What were you going to say?
Just that I wish Morgan and I could have spent more time together.
I can relate. Since we got here, Kevin and I have spent exactly 12 Watusi-free seconds alone.
And Morgan always has to be the center of attention. And that's not me. You know, I like just walking along the beach, maybe even having an actual conversation.
Yeah, me too.
Wow. Look at that sky.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's nice to have someone to watch it with.
Yeah. I wish Morgan and I could talk the way you and I do.
Maybe we should get back.
Yeah. Or we could stay here and watch the sunset.
I like your idea better.
It's the end of spring break. It hurts to say goodbye. It's the end of spring break. I think I'm gonna cry.
Hi. I am having so much fun this week. Wasn't it great when we went horseback riding on the beach?
That was you and every guy on the beach but me.
So, Roxy, where does this leave you and me?
Well, it leaves you here, and I'm catching the next wave out of town.
We've all had a blast on the surf and the sand. We'll be back next year, 'cause our boards don't work on land.
I just want to tell you that I feel like you've gotten a lot closer this week. I'm really glad you're my girlfriend.
Girlfriend? Well, do we have to put labels on our relationship?
No, I guess not. But maybe we should talk about it. I was kind of hoping that we could...
Do the mashed potato? That'd be swell.
It's so easy, let me show you how.
along, Salem. That movie was adorable.
Well, it's like I always say. There's nothing better than good, clean, fun.
Breaking your back?
You bet I am. Come on, girls. Let's do the swim.